here at the state capitol in Austin during National School Choice Week at the Texas School Choice Rally to talk to parents and education reformers about the promises and pitfalls of education savings accounts, the next frontier in the school choice movement.
What do we want?
What
do we want it?
Without school choice, there will be no reform of public education in America.
It's the children's future. I say, give us a vote, up or down, on school choice.
Texas has a reputation as a business-friendly state that favors the free market and consumer choice over heavy government regulation. But when it comes to education reform and school choice, they're actually behind the curve.
Texas is behind the rest of the country when it comes to school choice. 30 states have passed over 60 different school choice programs, and really I'm ashamed that Texas has passed none.
Like those in many states, parents in Texas must send their children to the public schools in their district unless they have the cash for a private school, meaning choice is only available to the wealthiest.
We have school choice already. We do have one victory. But you have to be rich to have school choice. In fact, many of the people who fight school choice are sending their kids to private school.
Without school choice, Texas ranks among the lowest in combined SAT scores and is in the bottom quarter nationally in reading proficiency. One out of every four students fail to graduate high school, and Black and Hispanic students are twice as likely to leave school before getting a diploma than white students. Political leaders have supported school choice initiatives to raise education standards, but lawmakers often reject those bills. But this year is different. The new governor has made school choice a priority, as has the incoming Trump administration.
I think the momentum for Texas school choice is really growing. You know, when we look at our economy and we look at the way that Texas touts freedom, free markets, big business, all of those things, we really think that now is the time for parents to have educational freedom in Texas.
And Texas isn't settling for charter schools, but pushing for something even more radical. Education savings accounts, known as ESAs, which would give parents the ability to spend tax money on education options outside the traditional school system.
The key to the education savings account is it's much like a medical savings account. The parents would get a card and they could spend their child's education dollars on qualified education expenses.
The Texas ESA program would follow the model of Nevada, which introduced the savings accounts last year. If it goes into effect, parents would receive a debit card for $5,000 that could be used for tutors, test prep, private school, or other educational costs.
The fact that you have that flexibility to pay for school tuition, to pay for homeschool materials, as well as pay for therapy, it covers a lot of angles and a lot of different needs for different kids.
Advocates are hopeful that an incoming Trump administration will provide momentum for ESAs. Trump has proposed repurposing $20 billion in federal education dollars and giving them to the states to be used for school choice and other voucher programs.
I'm very excited about the administration, from President Trump all the way down to our governor here in Texas. We see a momentum and support for school choice. We believe that with President Trump, we're going to return power to the states and make sure that we remove any government burdens and controls over our local schools so that they too can flourish.
I don't want it to be a federal program because I believe education is a state issue and the states should take that action. But I so welcome his recognition that parents should be in control of their child's education spending.
And while there's been the predictable backlash from public school supporters over diverting money from public education, some traditional choice supporters are also wary of the ESA program.
We need to reinvest that money back in the public school system and leave those who have private schools, such as homeschools — homeschools are legally private schools in the state of Texas — leave them alone. Keep the regulations out and away.
Those in the faith-based community worry that taking government money will mean more regulation. And some fiscal conservatives are concerned about the lack of accountability over what parents can spend ESA dollars on.
Those that are concerned that parents may not spend this money wisely, I again say I trust parents more than I trust education bureaucrats.
And even religious schools should compete to see what students want to go there. No one should be forced to go to a school that teaches a religion contrary to their own beliefs. We are against an establishment of religion, but we're for the free exercise of religious liberty.
Making education and making educators of your own individual child accountable to the parent, where the parent is saying, this is what is good for my child, that is a good thing.
I do believe that this could become a model for all the nation.
I think the momentum is here in Texas for school choice. I recognize the other team, the other side, is really working to protect the status quo, but that is simply not acceptable. It is failing too many kids, and we need change, and we need it now. We can't wait two more years.